Next item on the agenda is the stadium video board. This agenda item was brought to me from several different citizens over the past elections. And so I was not on the school board at the time and wasn't involved with the stadium project. So some of the statements that were brought forward and some of the fallout from some of the ill feelings towards the stadium has actually influenced the board and the board makeup. And so I thought that it was time to, from what I understand, the board itself was not involved with some of the issues that I was told about with the actual stadium and the scoreboard and some of the components on the scoreboard. So I thought that we needed a little clarity, a little transparency concerning this particular item. And I thought that by offering this clarity, then we may be able to start mending some concerns in the community. And I thought it was about time with this affecting the school board elections per se. And again, some people will say no, it didn't. Some people will say that yes, it does. So everyone will have their opinion. But I thought this would go a long way, offering an olive branch, if we would actually discuss it and have transparency and really find out what the original design and what the board at the time approved when the actual scoreboard slash components with the speakers were actually purchased. So, like I said, I think it's time to move on from the stadium. It's been 5 years. It's time to heal and grow and move on. So I asked Jen, who was on the school board at the time, and was very instrumental in getting this really wonderful stadium passed, asked her to bring some specs from the actual organization that worked with the board. And so she did actually brought those in today. So I'll let her kind of present a little bit about the history and the origin of what we have in our stadium at this time.
Well, the school board never had anything other than the agreement to purchase the scoreboard. And the campaign for the stadium, it was run just like the architect's drawings with the orange awnings and the home of the Tigers were on the flyers, and actually the architectural drawings that I gave Casey that I had. You know, this whole subject has been very concerning, I'd say. You know, my husband had issues, had things at work because of the stadium. And for some reason, they always attached it to me. And I want to be very clear that it was not the board. Actually, Duane and I were on the board at the time. I was board president. But, and I can't be on, I cannot 100% say where the logos came from. I remember being in Rob's office and him saying that we were doing this, but I don't remember, I can't say without a doubt where that information came from. But the board never agreed, made any motion on it or approved it. So I went back through my 8 years in my basement of all the information and board packets. And this is, I found the original drawing that was given to us by Dectronix when they came out. And we decided to take out, it says anchor partner at the bottom. Those were for ads because we wanted to be able to sell digital ads instead and not have those fixed things that don't never go away. But it, as you can see, the logo was not on that replica that we got from Dextronics.
So this would be the original design?
Yeah.
And the speaker had a black mesh.
Yep. Okay. And here's another picture with other examples of where you could have put the ads on the sides. And we said we didn't want ads on the sides because then you have to pay to take them down if someone doesn't choose to advertise. the whole goal of the board was that we would eventually pay for it with advertising. You know, to be honest, as I look back, I don't think that was very realistic for us to think that we would ever get to that point, or that people would pay that amount for an ad. And then the specs, when I was looking back on the specs that we approved from Dextronics, on the soundbar, it does say black mesh sound system, dual coverage black mesh color.
This is quite good.
Yeah. There was a lot of hurt feelings. We got that a lot from when I was on my campaign and talking to people. The people that helped on the campaign said the exact same things. There's a lot of hurt feelings. I've had some conversations with a lot of people in Carroll that are been in the community for a long time, and they feel like we need to mend and heal and move on. And they felt like that going to the original, what the board had approved, would help in that process of moving on.
When I was running 2 years ago, this was a topic. They showed this, and that's why we voted for this, and then they felt like it had been a switch.
Mm-hmm. Even 2 years ago?
2 years ago, oh God, yeah, that was huge. Oh my goodness, and the anger and the hurt. So,
we need to heal as a community and come together. There's been so much division in the world as it is right now that we need to heal, especially because the kids don't have a problem with each other. I mean, they all play together and are friends. It has nothing to do with that. It's the adults that.
And so some of the comments that you heard, I heard, was that we should go back to the original specs because they felt like there was a bait and switch. And that has always been a bone of contention and hurt and anger, that we know it's a bait and switch. We have the information, and that if we were to go back to the original and as it was sold to the public and they voted for this, that it would be an olive branch and be able to maybe start to demonstrate that when we go to ask in the future for future votes, that we're not going to bait and switch again, that we're not going to say one thing and do another. And I think that that's part of, again, maybe just a few people, I don't know, but I've heard a lot about it. You've heard a lot about it. It has affected the school board elections in some way. So,
may I make a suggestion?
Or sure.
Just like that? Can I interject something?
Absolutely.
I don't know that taking something down is necessarily our best option, because that might further some ill will of some people that, you know, it was put up there, it's the Carroll Stadium, you know, why do we have to take it down? I would suggest maybe we could explore opportunities that both a C and a K could be put up there, so then everyone feels that the stadium, you know, is for both schools, which is what it's being used for and what it is. Presented as a stadium for the community and not just one school or the other.
I also had been thinking that because it isn't just Kemper and Carroll, it is also the Chargers and the Cardinals, and you know, this. So wouldn't it be wonderful just to say Carroll, you know, and use the font that the city uses, or do Tiger Knights or something like that. But at the best, or at the least, the least would be go to the original specs, which would be the black mesh. But to me, the ideal would be to include the whole community, and that would be where Carroll. You know, it's Kemper of Carroll. It's Carroll High School. It's the Carroll Cardinals. It's the Carroll Chargers. So to me, I would suggest we look hard at that, in addition to just changing back to the specs.
What about about just taking off the cover, because it's just a cover, and letting the schools come up with something together.
Mm-hmm. Well, Craig and I talked today, you talk like it was not something you would just take off of there, is that?
Yeah, it's the entire face of it. I mean, you can take it off, but it's the face of the, you'd have to replace it.
It's not just the square.
But if you check your email, I forwarded you the board approved with the logo, where our board members said to approve it and move forward with it.
At a meeting?
I don't know, I can send it to the rest of the board if they need it, but it was May 24th of 2018.
No, but was it at a board meeting? Because a board member doesn't have power unless we're all together as one to say, do it.
It says the scoreboard is approved with the drawing that was sent along with adding Carol logo on the speaker. Craig has the logo to provide. Would you like him to send it to you or straight to the company? And then there's a follow-up with Dwayne saying, I approve. I forwarded it to Casey if he wants to distribute it.
Is it 10 minutes?
Yes, we have. I wasn't in June. I don't know what. I was looking in his emails in May or June.
To be board approved, it needed to be done at a board meeting.
It just says it's approved. Yeah, this is just emails, not minutes.
Well, maybe we should look into the minutes and find out.
It doesn't say it's just emails, not minutes.
So you said May 2018?
This email is from Jen on the 24th of May in 2018. And it was to Jeff Dvorak, and Carmen to John Sampson, then Craig, and Craig.
It would still have to come to the board for approval.
It doesn't say board approved, it says approved.
And then Jennifer Reeser is at Daktronics.
The graphic approval layout
was sent, yeah. Jen said, well, it was a scoreboard layout that we need to approve as a board prior. But no, that wasn't her, that was to the other board, to other board, I think. Dwayne, it looked like you were getting ready to say something.
No, I'm just listening. I just was writing down the dates on that as well.
I'd like to have the minutes from the meeting that the board approved it, because it's an email which doesn't say board approved. It just says it was approved. It doesn't say board approved. I wasn't here during that time, so I don't have any of that to look it up.
So,
looks like
June, we need to look at.
Yeah, probably either April, May of 2018.
Yeah. I think we still need to move on. I think we need to move on, heal, and get over this, because we're never going to work together. How are we going to pass an ISL in 3 years when we can't work together and we have all this division and things upset? I think we either need to put one up there with both of them, or Carol, or take the darn thing down. But this isn't right. We've got to heal as a community and stop this nonsense.
The fact that it was marketed and sold as
black mesh, I think we'd go a long way just to go back to that and tell which time whomever could get together and design something else that would support platoons. I think that's something that, or the community as a whole, whatever. I just think that however it was approved, I don't know. I don't know if it was approved by the board. That's something we need to see, but it would be nice to see that the community receives what it voted for. That's my opinion.
One thing, you and Dwayne were part of this, but the scoreboard wasn't part of your original
drawings. It was bought out of Pebble.
That people voted on.
Right, it wasn't part of the of the campaign.
Yeah.
It was seen in the drawing, and that's the confusion part of people, is you could see the back of it, but it when we went out and sold the stadium, we made sure to tell people that that was not part of the drawing. It was black. Well, I'll make a motion to take the logo down and then work together with Carol and maybe the chamber and come up with a different logo to put up. Kemper and the chamber to find something that we can put up that represents everything. Second.
Monica?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Dwayne?
Yeah.
Cindy?
Yes.
Karen?
Yes.